Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Nostalgia Stories, WGN sister station Antenna TV spoke with actor Richard Messer. Listen as we chat with Richard about One Day at a Time. On this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories, what memories of One Day at a Time do you cherish the most?
The people. We were a small, tough group, and we had a really rough start. The first half season, we went through four sets of executive producers and eight different directors in the first half season. And I think that's a record never been attained by any other show in history. It just happened. And so we all had to be very, very agile and flexible in order to roll with what was going on. And I having been through this before, and Bonnie hadn't done a series before, and Pat had, but Pat wasn't that kind of a guy where he was going to help anybody. Yeah, I mean, he was a great guy, don't get me wrong. But it was not the way his brain worked. So I was running around taking care of everybody. So, and that's when I first met Mackenzie, that was my orientation to her and to Valerie, was how do we protect these two kids?
How did you become involved with Norman Lear?
Norman was asked by ABC to take this play that they had bought, wonderful play called The Hotel Baltimore, and turn it into a series. And it was impossible. It was really, really difficult. And he put together a group of people to try and do it. And we worked our asses off trying to do it. And after about four or five episodes, we really hit our stride. But by then, ABC had given up on us, and they kept moving us around in the schedule, and eventually didn't run the last, I think, four episodes of the first half season, which was disappointing. But Norman and I bonded during that show, and so he called me up, and he asked me to come in after they made the original pilot, which was called Three to Get Ready. They came in, and he called me in and asked me if I would come in and do it. Because by then I was getting pretty well known in television, and he wanted me to help get the show going, which I said I would do, and I did, and then I left. And Norman and I agreed that I would leave.
What was it like working with Norman Lear?
He was the best. I mean, he was the greatest audience on the planet. Nobody could laugh like he could. He just laughed his ass off whenever anything tickled him, and almost everything tickled him. He was a delight. And like I said, he and I liked to improvise together, and we did a lot of improv, and we came up with a lot of crazy good stuff, which most of the writers we worked with really appreciated, and a few didn't want us to do. So that was awkward, but...
Where do you think the character Snyder came from?
You'd probably have to ask Alan, the original executive producer. He's the one who wrote the character, but Pat came in and made him Schneider. You know, he came up with the little funny mustache, and he came up with the whole tool belt and the, you know, I'm better than everybody kind of thing, and the rolled up, yeah, the whole thing. He didn't, you know, he wasn't smoking then, so it was like total props. But he was, he was a bridge back to a time in television where some of our writers came from also, but none of us did. I grew up watching him. I grew up watching those guys. You know, he and Jonathan Winters, and said they were original Tonight Show guys with Steve Allen and Louis Nye and Pat and Don Knotts and Jonathan Winters were these men on the street that every once in a while Steve Allen would do.
What do you think made the show popular?
I think what made it popular was the spectrum of people who related to it. Youngish women, not, you know, with teenage kids, especially divorced women, but even not divorced women, totally related to Anne. I think a whole lot of kids girls mostly related to Mac. And then every boy in America was in love with Valerie. And Pat and I, we were the kind of comedy engine, you know, supplying the baseline, as it were. And then when I left, Pat carried a lot of that. But by then, the girls were getting better at the comedy, and Bonnie was getting better at the comedy. And, you know, and then also when they figured out what they wanted to talk about and how to write it and everything. It's always that way. It's very rare when the first several episodes of the show are like, turn out to be what the show really is going to be like, especially in a comedy show.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.